Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas. Welcome to There's a Walk for That. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a simple daily habit that transformed my health and my happiness. From easing stress to boosting your energy, there really is a walk for that. Each week, I explore the power of walking and share simple tips to help you make it part of your day. And I bring you our trail mix, three songs chosen by my guests to reflect their life and their passions. I've got something special for you too. My book, Walk Yourself Wonderful, is launching soon. If you're interested in discovering a powerful daily practice that works in harmony with your body's natural design to help you go from frazzled and fatigued to fit and full of joy, then find me on Facebook or Instagram at Feel Good Walk. Just DM me the word joy to join the waiting list and get the book before its official release at half price. So let's get on with the show. Welcome to this week's episode of There's a Walk for That. I think this is the fourth show in a row that I have recorded sitting in my garden, which just shows that we've been having an exceptionally warm and dry April here in the UK. And I love to record this show outside because that's what There's a Walk for That is all about. It's all about how being outside and specifically walking outside can benefit our mental health and, of course, boost our fitness. It can stop those aches and pains. It can build up muscle strength. It can help you lose weight safely and slowly, all the while calming your nervous system and bringing an immense sense of joy. Those are some of the reasons why I love walking and make it a part of my every single day. Even so, I have bad days. I guess we all do. You know, the ones where you wake up and you're already behind your to-do list. The to-do list is actually longer than the day. And no matter how you push, it is just not enough. And I am having one of those days today. Too many work responsibilities, definitely not enough hours. And also some personal stuff that is kind of eating away at my emotional resilience. And if I'm honest, when life gets like this, part of me just wants to walk out. I don't know if you know what I mean. Not metaphorically, but actually literally. I just want to go off on a multi-day hike. I want to switch my phone off. I want to disappear for a while. And the idea of buying a homestead on some remote Scottish island and living off-grid, it feels like a very solid plan. But actually, instead, what I do is what most of us do. I turn up and I say, I'm fine, to myself as well as to other people. And I keep it together on the outside. But on the inside, there's this question on repeat, which is, what is wrong with me that I can't handle this? And the harder it feels, the more isolated I feel. But here's the reality. If you ever get that feeling like I do, we are not the only ones, not even close. The World Health Organization now recognizes burnout as a global issue linked to chronic workplace stress. Research from Gallup found that around 44% of people feel stressed for a large part of their day. And data from Mental Health UK shows that more than one in five adults have felt unable to cope with stress in the past year. So if you're overwhelmed and stretched and running on empty, it isn't a personal failure. It's the reality of modern life and it hits very, very hard. But you may be wondering, what has this got to do with walking? Because when things feel like this, we often go big, like we think we need time off, we think we need a complete reset, a different life, a crazy holiday, and most of the time that is not available. But what is available is 20 minutes. And used properly, 20 minutes really can change the direction of your entire day. And that is what today's show is all about. It's all about the Reset Walk. This is a simple, structured 20-minute walk broken down into 4 5-minute stages. And it's designed to get you out of your head, clear the noise, and help you figure out what actually matters right now. So it's not about overthinking. It's not about overhauling your entire life. It's just a practical way to reset your nervous system and to regain some control and perspective when everything feels too much. Because walking isn't just exercise. It's my strong belief and it's my definite experience that walking is a tool. It's a tool that you can use to think better, to respond better, and to move forward, even on the days when everything feels too much and everything feels like you're stuck. So you may be thinking, really, like a walk is going to fix this. A walk is going to fix my life. And it definitely sounds a bit woo-woo. So before we get into it, let's get you into the right headspace. Here's Rachel Platten with Fight Song. Take this moment, let it shift your energy. And when we come back, I'm going to break down the science behind why this 20-minute reset actually works and how you can use it today to help you feel less stressed and like you can actually get through the day with happiness and joy.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now. I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe. No, I've still got a lot of fight left. in me.
That was Fight Song by Rachel Platten. You're listening to me, Harriet Thomas, here on UK Health Radio. And today we're talking about how a 20-minute walk might just rescue you on those days when life is getting way too much. So, what's the science? Because this isn't just a nice idea. There is real measurable evidence behind why stepping out for a short walk can shift how you feel and how you think within just a few minutes. So let's start with stress. When you're overwhelmed, your body is in fight or flight, right? Heart rate is up, breathing is shallow, the cortisol is rising, and P.S., that cortisol has serious long-term effects for our health, for our heart health and inflammation in our bodies. So it's not just today that it matters for, it's for our longevity. So here's the interesting part. Research into forest bathing developed in Japan and studied by researchers at Chiba University found that spending time walking in natural environments can significantly reduce cortisol levels, lower blood pressure, and calm the nervous system. It's probably one of the ideas why I like recording this show outside, because I don't know if you can hear that bird song, but it's incredibly relaxing. And I find when I'm recording the show in my studio, I get very tense. Out here, I'm just naturally relaxed. So that's the key point, really. You don't need a forest in Japan. Even short periods of walking outdoors in nature can start to bring your system down from that constant state of alert. So you're not just getting some fresh air, you're actively shifting your physiology. So let's talk about your brain, because when you're having a bad day, it's not just how you feel, it's how you think. You go round in circles. We call it rumination, when you replay things again and again, and everything feels like much bigger than it is. And walking interrupts that. There's a well-known study from Stanford University that found that walking can increase creative thinking by up to 60% compared to sitting still. And that explains why you can leave the house feeling stuck and come back with a completely different perspective. Not because the problem changed, but because your brain did. There's also research published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine showing that even short bouts of movement can improve mood, attention, and cognitive function. So again, this is not just a mindset trick. There are real physical changes happening in your brain while you walk. And the amazing thing is they are not under your control. So you don't have to make it happen. When you walk in nature, all of this reduction in stress, increase in creativity, all of that just happens naturally without you having to think about it. And there's something even simpler but just as powerful, which is forward motion. So when you're stuck, your body is still and your thinking follows that pattern. But walking breaks it. It creates momentum. It gives your thoughts somewhere to go. And that's why problems that felt overwhelming can start to feel manageable, even after 10 or 15 minutes outside. Nothing is solved necessarily, but it's shifted. When you're thinking about time and how busy we are and how, you know, remember that list and I can't get to the end of it, most people, including myself, think they don't have enough time. But here's the truth. You do not need an hour. Many of these benefits will kick in within 10 to 20 minutes, which means that this is usable even on a bad day. So when I talk about a reset walk, this isn't about going for a nice stroll when everything's fine. This is a tool for when things are not fine. It's a way to bring your stress levels down, clear the noise in your head, and create just enough space to figure out your next step. Not your entire whole life, but just your next step. And that's exactly what we're going to do after the break. So stay tuned, because I'm going to take you through the exact 4-stage structure of a 20-minute reset walk so that you can use it at home or at work or even on holiday, because let's be honest, they can be stressful too. So wherever you are right now, keep listening to There's a Walk for That here on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, the show where we explore the power of walking to transform your physical and mental well-being. And today we're talking about how a simple 20-minute walk can help you reset when life starts to feel like too much. So I'm going to break this down into four simple stages and we're going to take it in two parts. So in this first section, we're going to focus on the first two stages, calming your system and clearing your head. So let's jump right into it. So the first few minutes are pretty simple. We're just going to walk and breathe. Couldn't get much more simple than that, right? So no problem solving, no overthinking, just movement and breath. And definitely if you can, take this into nature, a local park, a quiet street with trees, anywhere where you can see the sky, feel the air, somewhere where you can notice natural elements around you. So start walking at a steady pace and bring your attention to your breathing. Breathing in through your nose for four counts and out through your mouth for four counts. So you're going to have to work out what count is right for you. Everyone's lung capacity is different. One thing you might notice, especially if you're feeling wound up, you might start off walking really, really fast. So try and coordinate your breath with your steps, which means you may have to slow down your walking to match your breath. So let your steps and your breathing fall into rhythm, breathing in for four and breathing out for four. And as you walk, just start to notice what's around you. In fact, you don't really even need to do that consciously because as your nervous system starts to slow down, you will naturally start to notice more of what is around you, like the movement of the trees, the sound of the birds, maybe the feel of the air on your face. And this does something really important, which is it brings your attention out of your head and into the present moment. And that slowing down is part of the shift. You're not just walking slowly, you're actually regulating your nervous system. So try and do this for around 5 minutes. Let your body settle, let your breathing lead, and let that nature around you invite you out of your head and into observation. So once your breathing really starts to steady and you're hopefully feeling lovely and calm, let's move to stage two. So this is where we're going to try and get everything out of our heads. So no filtering, no organizing. we're not going to try and make sense of what's going on. Just kind of let your thoughts empty. So maybe you'll think about what's stressing you, what's looping in your mind, what feels too much. Just let it kind of come out, kind of walk it out. You can even say it in your head or even out loud. I'm a terrible one for speaking out loud while I'm walking. The other people who use the park must think I'm a complete lunatic, but I quite often talk to myself when I'm walking. So I find that really helpful as a way of just getting those thoughts out. You don't have to be positive, okay? This is not about positive thinking. Just let the stuff out. And as you keep walking, you'll notice something. Once it's out, it starts to lose its intensity. It's not stuck spinning around in your brain anymore. That rumination starts to go. So just keep walking, keep breathing, and let it all come out. So in the next part, we're going to take what's coming out and we're going to turn it into something useful. We'll narrow it down and shift your perspective and decide on your next step. So stay with me while you're thinking about that breathing. Listen to this beautiful song by Hollow Cove, Coastline.
I'm leaving home for the coastline, someplace under the sun. I feel my heart for the first time, 'cause now I'm moving on, yeah, I'm moving on. And there's a place that I've dreamed of, where I can free my mind. I hear the sounds of the season and lose all sense of time. I'm moving far away to a sunny place where it's just you and me. Feels like we're in a dream, you know what I mean. The summer air by the seaside, the way it fills our lungs. The fire burns in the night sky, this life will keep us young, yeah, keep us young. Sleep by the ocean, our hearts will move with the tide, and we will wake in the morning to see the sun paint the sky. I'm moving far away to a sunny place, just you and me. Feels like we're in a dream, you know what I mean. I'm just you. you know what I mean.
You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, the show where we explore the power of walking to support your physical and mental well-being. And today we're talking about how a simple 20-minute walk can help you reset when life starts to feel too much. In the last section, we focused on the first two stages, calming your system by breathing in for four, out for four, slowing down your steps, and kind of getting everything out of your head. So now we move into the next part. So as you keep walking, just try picking one thing, maybe the thing that is uppermost in your mind, or maybe the thing that is the smallest challenge that you have now. Instead of going round in circles with it, we're going to try and reframe it, which doesn't mean pretending it's fine, and it doesn't mean forced positivity. It means creating enough space to see it a little bit differently, because here's what's happening. As you walk, your nervous system is starting to regulate, your stress response is dialing down, and your brain is no longer stuck in that tight reactive loop, which is why you may find answers coming to you that weren't there before. This is the kind of magic that happens when you go for a walk and then you get home and you're like, oh, bingo, why didn't I think of that before? So you may find, and you may notice, that something that felt like really huge 10 minutes ago doesn't actually feel quite as overwhelming now. So you could try thinking, what is actually in my control here? Another question you might ask yourself is, what is one more helpful way of looking at this? And as you walk, let your surroundings help you, like the movement of the trees and the sound of the birds. All of it pulls you out of your head and back into the present moment. And from here, from this present moment, things often look very different. So from that place, we move to the final stage. And that's when I'd invite you to decide on your next step. So this is not your five-year plan. This is not a huge strategy. This is not, how do I complete everything on my list? It's just like, okay, what's one little step I can take? Because when life feels like too much, it's usually because, you know, we're trying to carry everything at once. Multitasking is a myth. It's really useful just to think, okay, like, what is one little thing that I can do next? Send one email, have one conversation, just something clear, something specific, something you can do today, maybe when you get back from your walk. And that is really it. That is your reset walk. Four simple stages: walk and breathe, get it out of your head, reframe one thing, and decide on your next step. It's really simple, but it's powerful when you use it at the right time. And in the next section, I'm going to be taking my own reset walk so that you can kind of see what it brings up for me. So stay with me till after the commercial break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so I am going for my reset walk, and I know that when I'm feeling overwhelmed anyway, the hardest thing is to actually get out of the house, even though I know it will do me good. So this is me putting my shoes on and getting out of the door. So that if anyone else feels like that who's listening, hopefully this will give you some inspiration. It takes like 60 seconds, but it can be the absolute hardest thing to do. I have no idea why. Dragging yourself off your seat. Oh, but here I am. Oh my gosh. It is instantly refreshing. I've got a lovely breeze in my face, the sun is out, there's beautiful pale white clouds in the sky, cars. I live in London. Don't know if you heard that wren. Got loads of wrens here. Oh my gosh, I feel so great. So I'm just going to cross the road and head into my park, and I'm going to do that breathing exercise. So I don't know if you can tell, but I've just realized that I'm walking pretty fast, which is because I'm pretty wound up. So I know that I'm going to have to slow down so that I can do that breathing in for 4 and breathing out for 6. So I'm going to say goodbye for a little moment while I do that. Here's some sounds from my park. It's really beautiful. We've got, it's like a mini oak forest. And so I'm just walking under these oak trees. And it is the end of April, so they've come out into leaf, but the leaves are still that bright, bright green, and the sunlight is filtering through the leaves and illuminating that green. And actually, I can already feel my pace is automatically slowing down. Oh, that's quite a relief, actually. So, yep, here we go. I'm going to do the breathing and I'll be back with you in a second. So I've been doing the breathing just for about 2 minutes, breathing in for 4 and breathing out for 4. And what I noticed almost immediately was that my vision was picking up much more detail. I was suddenly noticing the shadows and the small plants that are coming into flower. And I know the things that I've been worrying about are still there, but actually, they don't seem to matter right now. It's kind of like that feeling you get when you go to sleep and everything drifts away. That's what it feels like. It just feels like everything is drifting away. So I've had my 5 minutes of letting the thoughts come. Nothing really came except for one thought that came completely out of the blue, and it was, perhaps I've made a mistake. It wasn't like, oh man, you've made a mistake, you idiot, which is what I'm normally like, you know. Why did you do that? Anyone else would see that was a crazy decision. It wasn't like that. I was just like, oh, maybe I made a mistake. Like a curious, just an observation. Yeah, maybe I made a mistake. That's okay, right? I mean, you can never know if you've made a mistake until after the event. So from there, I can decide on the next step, which is the next part of the reset walk. I'm going to spend the next 5 minutes just thinking about a step that I can take. Okay, I've done my 5 minutes thinking about next steps. Get rid of some of your email subscriptions. So it's just a lot of noise, you know, and right now I don't need more noise. So that's the kind of easy step I'm going to take when I get back.
Some I don't know why. And time seems to go by so fast in the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my
Bright Side of the Road by Van Morrison. My name is Harriet Thomas and you're listening to There's a Walk for That here on UK Health Radio. So I hope you found that reset walk useful. It's a simple, practical walk that you can use anytime that life starts to feel like it's getting too much. And if you want support with walking, then just come and join me. You can find me at Feel Good Walk on Instagram or Facebook. And from there, you'll find out how you can join my Walk Every Day WhatsApp group, which is just a simple and supportive space to help you build everyday walking into your daily routine. Because one walk will definitely make you feel better for a few hours. But walk every day and you start to feel better for life. So hope to see you in the Walk Every Day WhatsApp group. Until then, happy walking.